and father had gone south. But Arya and Sansa, and Jory and Holland, and Fat Tom, and the rest, and later mother and Sir Roderick had gone. And they hadn't come back either. And now Rob meant to go, not to King's Landing, and not to swear fealty, but to Riverrun with a sword in his hand. And if their lord father were truly a prisoner, that could mean his death for a certainty. It frightened Bran more than he could say. "If Rob has to go, watch over him," Bran entreated the old guards, as they watched him with the heart tree's red eyes, "and watch over his men, Hal and Quent and the rest, and Lord Umber and Lady Mormont and the other lords. And Theon, too, I suppose. Watch them, and keep them safe, if it please you, gods. Help them defeat the Lannisters, and save father, and bring them home." A faint wind sighed through the godswood, and the red leaves stirred and whispered. Summer bared his teeth.
"You hear them, boy?"
a voice asked. Bran lifted his head. Usher stood across the pool, beneath an ancient oak, her face shadowed by leaves. Even in irons, the wildlings moved quiet as a cat. Summer circled the pool, sniffed at her. The tall woman flinched.